Okay, we're going to begin in Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebreos 11.
Verses 1 and 2.
Verso 1 y 2.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. We talk about faith a lot.
Hablamos acerca de la fe mucho.
Followers of Yeshua.
Los seguidores de Yeshua.
This is the basis of who we are.
Esta es la base de lo que somos.
Is faith.
Es la fe.
What is faith?
¿Qué cosa es fe?
It says it's the substance of things hoped for.
Dice que es la sustancia,
it is
lo que
the evidence,
la evidencia
of things not seen.
De lo que no vemos.
This is our proof.
Esta es nuestra prueba.
This is our evidence.
Nuestra evidencia.
But the scripture gives us another definition in just a few verses.
Pero las escrituras nos dan otra definición en unos versos.
Verse 6.
Verso 6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith,
sin fe,
it is impossible to please him.
Agradarle.
Because
porque
whoever comes to God,
el que viene al eterno,
must believe he is,
tiene que creer que él es,
and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Él galardonará a los que le buscan.
Now, depending how you read this in English,
dependiendo de cómo lees esto en inglés,
you actually have a definition here.
Tienes aquí una definición.
You can't please him.
No puedes agradarle.
Without faith,
sin fe,
because
porque
faith
la fe
is,
es,
you must believe he is,
tienes que creer que él es,
and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek.
El que recompensa a los que diligentemente le buscan.
Whether or not it's a definition,
si es una definición,
or just some characteristics
o cierta
of faith.
Característica de la fe.
This scripture says,
estas escrituras dicen,
that you, in order to please God,
para que tú puedas agradar al Todopoderoso,
you must believe
tienes que creer
that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek.
Recompensa a los que le buscan diligentemente.
You cannot please God if you don't believe
this. Sin hacer esto, no puedes agradar al Eterno.
You must believe that he rewards us.
Tienes que creer que él va a dar una recompensa.
It's a sad statement to make.
Es algo triste tener que decir,
but a lot of what goes on
pero mucho
today,
de lo que sucede hoy,
I say today,
digo yo hoy,
World War II,
en la Guerra Mundial,
a lot of what went on, allegedly in the name of Yeshua,
lo que pasó en el nombre de, supuestamente del Mesías,
is not what the scripture says.
No es lo que las escrituras dicen.
Today it's not in vogue, it's not in style to say that God rewards those who seek him.
Hoy no está en el estilo decir que Dios recompensa a los que le buscan.
Because that implies that
porque
there's something you're doing
implica que tú estás haciendo algo,
that God is going to change his actions.
Que el Padre Celestial va a cambiar sus acciones por algo que tú has hecho.
But the scripture says clearly, you must believe this,
claramente que tenemos
or
que
you
creer
cannot
esto,
please him.
O no vamos a poder agradarle.
I'm going to set a basis for this before we get into
voy a
our
poner
actual study.
Una base para esto antes que comencemos nuestro estudio.
Deuteronomy chapter 22,
Deuteronomio 22,
verse 6 and 7.
Verso 6 y 7, Deuteronomio 22, 6 y 7.
Deuteronomy 22,
Deuteronomio 22,
6 and 7.
6 y 7.
If a bird's nest chanced to be before thee in the way, in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs with the dam sitting upon the young, or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam with the young. But thou shalt in any wise let the dam go, and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest prolong thy days. We've talked about this verse
hemos
before.
Hablado de este verso anteriormente.
The Almighty says he cares so much about his creation.
Al Todopoderoso le importa tanto su creación.
In this one, in this specific verse,
que en este verso en específico,
motherhood,
dice que el ser una mamá,
not even motherhood of,
ni siquiera
of humans,
para seres humanos.
He said, you must respect life.
Pero para un pajarillo hay que respetar la
he
vida.
Said, and I will prolong your days.
Y el Todopoderoso prolongará nuestros días por respetar la vida de un polluelo.
In Exodus 20, verse 12.
Éxodo 20, verso 12.
Exodus 20, 12.
Éxodo 20, 12.
We read in the commandments.
Leemos en los mandamientos.
Honor thy father and thy mother that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy God gives thee. God tells us.
Dios nos dice.
You honor your parents.
Honra a tus padres.
And I'll prolong your days.
Y voy a alargar tus días.
Well, that's the same reward you gave me for respecting a mother and baby bird.
Pero esa es la misma recompensa que me diste si respetaba la vida de una mamá con sus polluelos, sus pajaritos.
What more could he give us in this life?
¿Qué más nos puede dar en esta vida?
He said, I'll prolong your life.
Prolongaré tus días.
Don't think I'm not honoring your parents.
No piensas que le quito honor a tus padres.
I honor all my creation.
Honro a toda mi creación.
Paul commented
Pablo
on this in Ephesians chapter 6.
Comentó acerca de esto en Efesios capítulo 6.
Ephesians chapter 6.
Efesios 6.
Verses 1 through 3.
Del 1 al 3.
Ephesians 6, 1 through 3.
Efesios 6, del 1 al 3.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long upon the earth. Paul quotes the commandment.
Pablo aquí vuelve a mencionar el mandamiento.
And some people think, oh, well, he was just making reference to it.
Algunos piensan que solamente estaba haciendo referencia al mandamiento.
But let's read verse 4 through 8.
Pero vamos a leer del 4 al 8.
And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Messiah, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Messiah, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing services to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he will receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or servant. Bond or free. In this passage,
en este pasaje,
Paul quotes the commandment.
Pablo menciona de nuevo el mandamiento.
He says, honor them.
Dice, honralos.
You get long life.
Vas a tener larga vida.
And in addition,
y agregarte de esto,
besides the son honoring the father,
aparte de que el hijo honre a su padre,
fathers don't provoke your
padres
children.
No provoquen a sus hijos.
Servants, be obedient.
Siervos, sean obedientes.
And he ends it with,
y termina diciendo,
you will receive of the Lord.
Recibirán del Señor.
He's saying there is a reward.
Una recompensa. Hay una recompensa.
For obeying God.
Por obedecer al Todopoderoso.
We're not going to turn there. You all know the chapter. Let's turn. We'll just read a couple of verses. Deuteronomy 28.
Ese fue el verso 8 en Efesios. Ahora vamos a ver Deuteronomio capítulo 8.
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Perdón, 28.
Deuteronomy 28. We'll read verses 1 and 2.
Del 1 al 2.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy God. He said, if you will do what
dice,
I told you,
que si haces lo que te he dicho,
these blessings,
estas bendiciones,
will not just happen,
no solamente sucederán,
they will chase you down.
Te caerán atrás.
You know, I can't run very fast
yo no
anymore.
Puedo correr ya muy rápido.
When I was young, I could
cuando
run
era
fast.
Joven, podía correr rápido.
My boys can run fast
mis
now.
Niños pueden correr.
But nobody can outrun God.
Pero nadie puede correr más rápido que Dios.
And he said, I will send these blessings and they will chase you down.
Y dice el Todopoderoso, las bendiciones estas te van a alcanzar.
How can someone say they don't believe in rewards for obedience?
¿Cómo es que alguien puede decir que no cree en recompensa por obediencia?
He says, blessed you will be in the city,
dice,
blessed in the field.
Serás bendecido en la ciudad,
blessed will
en el
be the
campo,
fruit of the womb.
El fruto de tu
the blessed
vientre,
will be your
bendecido,
cattle.
Tus animales.
It goes on and on.
Sigue más y más.
And then he says, but.
Pero.
If you won't obey.
Si no me obedeces.
The curses will overtake
you. Las maldiciones te alcanzarán.
He rewards people.
Él sí recompensa a las
it
personas.
Was so clear to us.
Era tan claro a nosotros.
At the time of Moses.
En el tiempo de Moisés.
But I guess people only had the scripture then.
Pero la gente solo tenía las escrituras entonces, parece.
And now
y ahora,
they listen to
oyen
people who know so much.
A personas que parecen saber tanto.
Ever learning.
Siempre aprendiendo.
But never coming to the knowledge of the truth.
Pero nunca llegando al conocimiento de la verdad.
Matthew chapter 6.
Mateo capítulo 6.
Matthew chapter 6.
Mateo 6.
Yeshua said the same thing
Yeshua
in the Gospels.
Dijo lo mismo en el Evangelio.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6.
Mateo 6, del 1 al 6.
Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. It's clear
Está claro
that Yeshua,
que Yeshua
told us
nos dijo,
this principle is
este
true.
Principio que es veraz.
God rewards
El
people.
Todopoderoso recompensa a las personas.
Just as the writer of Hebrews said,
e igualmente que dijo
you
el
cannot,
escritor de Hebreos,
you
no puedes
please him
agradar
if
al Todopoderoso
you don't believe
si no crees esto.
This is a foundation
esto es una, una cosa fundamental
of believing in God.
De creer en el Todopoderoso.
Hebrews says, you cannot please him if you don't believe he rewards. Hebreos
dice, no puedes agradarle si no crees que él recompensa.
Doesn't that, isn't that so simple?
No es eso tan sencillo de entender.
Okay. We're going to go to the next step.
Vamos a ir al próximo paso.
Matthew chapter 10.
Mateo 10.
Matthew chapter 10, verses 41 and 42.
41 al 42.
If you ever doubt this,
si en algún momento dudas esto,
grab a concordance,
agarra una concordancia,
look up the word reward,
busca la palabra recompensa,
and say, I'm just going to look in the four Gospels.
Y mira solamente en el Evangelio.
You have an afternoon's worth of work.
Tienes ahí el trabajo de una tarde entera.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 41 and 42.
Mateo
11.
11.
I'm sorry,
Perdón,
Matthew 10,
10,
41 and 42.
41 y 42.
He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he in no wise shall lose his reward. What is a prophet's reward?
¿Qué cosa es
la what is a righteous man's reward?
De un profeta o de un hombre justo.
What are we talking about
¿De qué
here?
Estamos hablando aquí?
Now, Yeshua said specifically,
Yeshua dijo específicamente,
we didn't read all of them in Matthew chapter 5.
No leímos todo en Mateo capítulo 5.
He repeatedly says,
pero repetidamente
our
dijo,
Father will reward you
Padre
openly.
Te recompensará abiertamente.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6.
Vamos a mirar en Mateo 6.
And there's a reward of a prophet.
Hay una recompensa de profeta.
A reward of a righteous man.
Y una recompensa de un hombre justo.
Verse Matthew chapter 6,
Mateo
19 and 20.
19 y 20.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Yeshua says,
Yeshua dice,
you can put treasures
puedes poner tesoro
in heaven.
En el cielo.
Sometimes
a veces,
we get beat up.
Nos sentimos abatidos.
Has anyone been beat up lately?
¿Alguien se ha sentido abatido últimamente?
I think all of us.
Yo creo que todos nosotros.
Has anyone not been beat
¿Hay
up
alguien
lately?
Que no se ha sentido abatido últimamente?
And we think, you know,
y a veces pensamos,
when
cuando
I leave this world
me deje este mundo,
and I get to the world to
y
come,
llegue al mundo venidero,
then
entonces,
everything will be wonderful.
Todo va a estar maravilloso.
But that's really not
Pero en verdad,
the way this works.
Así no es como esto trabaja.
We say, oh, we're here,
decimos, estamos
and
aquí,
then we're going to be
y
there.
Entonces vamos a estar allí.
There is another way of looking at
Hay
this.
Otra manera de mirar esto.
We're in the building already.
Estamos ya en el edificio.
We're in the portico.
Estamos en el, los pórticos.
We're in the porch,
estamos
we're in the vestibule,
en el
whatever
portal,
you
en el
want to call
como
it.
Tú quieras llamarle.
And we're going to go in
y vamos a entrar
to the main sanctuary.
Al santuario.
I'm not talking about this building
no
here.
Estoy hablando de este edificio aquí.
I'm talking about
estoy hablando de
in the heavens.
En los cielos.
We're not stuck down here.
No estamos aquí trabados.
Because Yeshua tells
Porque Yeshua me dice,
I can store up treasures there.
Yo puedo almacenar tesoro
somehow,
en el cielo. De alguna
what
manera,
I do here
lo que yo hago aquí
can change
puede cambiar
reality
la
in the heavens.
En los cielos.
Now, you all know me.
Todos me conocen a mí.
I'm a very concrete
Yo soy
person.
Una persona muy concreta.
I'm talking about something very concrete
y estoy hablando de algo muy concreto
here.
Hoy.
He says, you can store up treasures in heaven.
Él dice que tú puedes almacenar tesoros en el cielo. No puede estar más claro.
What is this reward of a prophet?
¿De qué cosa es esta recompensa de un profeta?
Is it something beyond
¿Es
what we're looking
algo
at?
Más que lo que estamos mirando?
A few years ago, my
Hace
bank
unos años, mi banco
asked me to get a debit card or a credit card.
Me pidió que cogiera una tarjeta de crédito.
And they said, every time I used
y me dijeron
it,
que cada vez que yo lo usara,
I didn't do it.
No lo hice, pero
But
cada vez que lo usara,
every time you use this card, it will round up the bill
hacer que el bill sea al
to the next dollar.
Dollar.
And they said, so if you spent $4.50,
gasto $4 y medio,
it would charge you $5. It would take the extra half dollar,
ese 50 centavos,
put it in a bank
lo
account
pusiera
for
en un banco para mí,
and whatever you put in,
y lo que yo pusiera ahí,
the bank would match.
El banco lo duplicaría.
Now, you kind of know this is going on.
Sabes que esto está pasando,
but people who use the card a lot,
las personas que usan la tarjeta mucho,
at the end of a month,
al final del mes,
they say, look at what I've got saved
up. Lo que tengo ahorrado.
This is amazing.
Esto es increíble.
We have something better
Nosotros
than
tenemos
that bank
algo
card.
Mejor que ese tipo de banco.
You know, because the banks can go under.
Porque los bancos pueden fracasar.
Some big ones did a few years ago.
Algunos de ellos fracasaron hace unos años.
Yeshua said, you
Yeshua dijo,
can put these
tú
treasures
puedes poner estos tesoros
where moth and rust can't touch,
donde la polina y el orín
thieves can't
no
touch,
corrompen,
no one can
los ladrones
touch,
pueden mirar, minan.
And it's waiting for you.
Y ahí te está esperando este tesoro.
And not just these treasures.
No solamente estos tesoros.
He says, your heart
tu
will
corazón
be there.
Va a estar allí.
Now remember today in the Torah portion,
acuérdate que hoy en la porción del Torah,
Hashem said,
el Todopoderoso
let them
dijo,
make me,
que me hagan
a tabernacle,
un santuario,
that
un tabernáculo
I may dwell among
para
them.
Habitar en medio de ellos.
And the first thing he told us to make
y lo primero que nos dijo que hiciéramos
was the ark,
fue el arca,
which is the heart of the tabernacle,
que es el corazón del tabernáculo, el centro.
And he said, you
él dijo,
can put your heart
poner tu corazón
in this spot in the heavens.
En este lugar, en los cielos.
Remember what God said?
¿Te acuerdas lo que dijo
he
el Padre
said,
Celestial?
My heart
mi corazón
will always be my
siempre,
eyes
mi ojos
and my heart
y mi corazón
will always be there,
siempre
he told Solomon.
Estarán en aquel lugar, le dijo
so,
Salomón, en el
yeah, I'm here. In this
sí,
building.
Estoy aquí en este edificio, pero
but Yeshua said, you
Yeshua
can put
dijo,
your heart up there.
Poner tu corazón
you, can, you can start saving in your account up there
en tu cuenta ahí arriba
for when you get there.
Para cuando llegues.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5.
Vamos a mirar Mateo capítulo 5 otra vez.
Verse 11.
Verso 11
and 12.
Y 12.
Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Great is your
Dice
reward in
grande
heaven.
Grande es tu recompensa en los cielos.
The first point I wanted to make,
el primer punto que quería hacer,
which we should all know because
que todos debemos
this is the foundation of faith.
La fundación de nuestra fe.
According to Hebrews 11:6.
De acuerdo a Hebreos 11:6.
You must believe
tienes que
that
creer
God
que
rewards
Dios
people.
Recompensa a las personas.
Now what I want to say here,
lo que quiero decir aquí
in
es,
these set of verses,
en estos versos que leímos,
you can have a reward here,
tú puedes tener una recompensa aquí,
and you can have a reward
y puedes
in the
tener
kingdom
una recompensa
of heaven.
En el reino de los cielos.
Matthew chapter 12.
Mateo capítulo 12.
Verse 32.
Verso 32. Mateo 12:32.
Matthew 12:32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Halom hazeh, halom haba. In this world,
en este mundo,
and in the world to come.
En el mundo venidero.
You know, sometimes people look at Jewish teachings.
A veces las personas ven escrituras hebreas.
And they'll say, "Where did you get this
idea?" Y dicen,
idea?
"¿De dónde tú sacaste esta idea?"
Well, Yeshua, for one.
O enseñanzas judías, ¿y de dónde fue que la sacamos?
In
de Yeshua.
In this world.
En este mundo.
And in the world
y
to
en
come.
El mundo venidero.
There's a reward.
Hay una recompensa.
In this case, it's a negative reward.
En este
reward.
Caso hay un castigo.
Mark chapter 10.
Marcos capítulo 10.
Now, in case you're wondering,
en caso que estén preguntándose,
I haven't forgotten that Pesach's in 10 weeks.
No me he olvidado que la Pascua está en 10 semanas.
And we're going to talk about
Pesach. Y vamos
a hablar
acerca de eso ahorita.
But we have to set the foundation here about rewards to understand what we're going to talk about.
Tenía que poner esta fundación acerca de recompensas para llegar al otro tema.
Mark chapter 10.
Marcos 10.
We're going to read verse 25.
Del 25
through 30.
Al 30.
Now this is the rich ruler who came up to him.
Estamos hablando aquí del rico que vino a Yeshua.
We're going to pick up at near the end of the story.
Y vamos a empezar a leer al final de la historia.
Mark 10, 25 through 30.
Marcos 10, 25 al 30.
For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Yeshua, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. And Peter began to say to him, lo, we've left all, and we followed thee. And Yeshua answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions. And in the world to come, eternal life. He said, there are none of you,
dice el Mesías, ninguno de ustedes,
who will not receive Baolam Hazeh in this world,
que no recibirán en este mundo,
Baolam Haba, and in the world to come,
y en el mundo venidero,
eternal life.
Vida eterna.
So, the rewards are not limited
las recompensas
to
no son limitadas
this world,
a este mundo.
But they may be.
Pero pueden ser,
you may just get them in this world,
en este mundo,
but don't plan on that.
Pero no planees que sea nada más para este mundo.
Okay. Matthew chapter 16.
Mateo 16.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 27.
Mateo 16, del 24 al 27.
Then said Yeshua unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Plan that you will get a reward.
Ten eso en tu plan, que Yeshua sí te va a recompensar. Dice aquí que pagará a cada uno conforme a sus obras.
Okay, first point.
El primer punto que quiero
you
hacer,
must believe he rewards
tienes
us.
Que creer que él recompensa.
Or you do not have the scriptural definition of faith.
No tienes la definición escritural de lo que es la fe.
If you don't find that,
si no
if it doesn't make sense,
si no te hace sentido eso,
like I said, just look up how many times the word reward is in just the Gospels.
Solamente en las buenas nuevas, busca la palabra recompensa.
If that's not enough,
si eso no es suficiente,
figure out who wrote the book of Hebrews and go argue with him.
Lee el libro de Hebreos o averigua quién lo escribió y
you
discute con esa persona.
Believe he's a rewarder.
Tienes que creer que es recompensa.
Second thing,
segundo,
there are rewards in
que
this
hay recompensas en esta tierra
and in the world
y
to come.
En el mundo venidero.
Matthew chapter 25.
Mateo 25.
I'm not going to read the whole passage.
No voy a leer el pasaje entero.
31 through 46.
Del 31 al 36 vamos a leer.
He separates the sheep and the goats.
Él separa a los chivos de las ovejas.
When he comes
cuando
in his glory.
Cuando él venga en su gloria.
We're going to pick up verse 34.
Vamos a leer del 34
through 36.
Al 36.
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, for I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. When he comes,
cuando él venga,
he says, I will reward you
hijo,
specifically for these things.
Te recompensaré específicamente por estas cosas.
There are other things.
Hay otras también.
But Yeshua is saying,
Yeshua
I am going
dice,
to reward for these.
Yo voy a recompensarles por estas cosas.
Keep that in mind.
Ten eso en mente.
Keep this list in
y esta lista en mente.
Mind. Not because we're after reward.
No porque estemos buscando recompensa.
But because you want to obey.
Pero porque tú quieres obedecer.
If you love me, keep my
si
commands.
Me amas, guardas mis mandamientos.
And he will say, blessed of my Father, come.
Y él dirá, bendito de mi padre,
I'm giving
ven,
this to you
te voy a
because
dar esto
you obeyed.
Me obedeciste.
You must be one who believes in the rewards.
Has de ser uno que cree en recompensa.
I'm going to read the next couple of verses, but I'll talk about
versos,
it later.
Pero hablaré de esto más adelante.
Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink? When saw we this stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? When saw we sick or in prison and came unto thee? Okay, we're going to come back to this
Vamos
thought.
A regresar a este pensamiento ahorita, pero
but I want you to know,
quiero
they
que
didn't
te des cuenta,
know
que ellos ni siquiera se dieron cuenta.
That they were doing this
ellos estaban
for Yeshua.
Haciendo esto para Yeshua.
That's very clear.
Eso es bien claro.
The next part,
la próxima parte,
he says, you did it to the least of my brothers,
dijo,
you did it to me.
Cuando lo hiciste a uno de los más pequeños de mis hermanos, lo hiciste a mí.
He says to the folks on the other side.
Y entonces le dice a los de otro lado.
Verse 41. Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Apartados de mí, malditos, al fuego eterno preparado para el diablo y sus ángeles.
Not for us.
No para nosotros fue preparado.
It was prepared for them.
Fue preparado para ellos.
But some people are going to go in there.
Pero algunas personas van a ir a ese lugar.
Why?
¿Pero por qué?
Because I reward everyone at my coming.
Porque yo recompenso a cada uno.
And this
yo
is your reward,
y este
he says.
Mi recompensa para
but,
esa persona.
But we didn't know.
Pero nosotros no sabíamos.
When did we see you?
¿Cuándo fue que te vimos a ti de esa manera?
You must believe that God
Tienes
rewards.
Que creer que Dios recompensa.
Or you can't understand God.
O no
God.
Puedes entender al Todopoderoso.
Luke chapter 16.
Lucas capítulo 16.
Verse 19.
Lucas 16, 19.
And 20.
Y 20.
There was a certain rich man clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. We all know the story of
Todos
Lazarus.
Conocemos la historia de Lázaro. De Lázaro.
They both died.
Ambos mueren.
I'm going to pick up just one verse.
El rico y el Lázaro, mueren. Vamos a leer un verso.
Verse 25.
Verso 25.
Abraham said, speaking to the rich man, Son, remember that thou in this lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
Pero Abraham le dijo, Hijo, acuérdate que recibiste tus bienes en tu vida y Lázaro también males. Pero ahora este es consolado aquí y tú atormentado.
The rich man,
el hombre rico,
his ultimate reward,
su recompensa
is torment.
Es tormenta.
The poor beggar,
el pobre mendigo,
his ultimate reward,
su recompensa al final del tiempo,
is comfort.
Es consuelo.
And in this lifetime,
y en este mundo, en esta vida,
the man who was to get torment,
el hombre que recibió,
had riches,
atormentamiento al final,
purple
tenía
clothes,
riquezas, ropas,
fine
costosas,
linen,
lino,
and he ate well every day,
y comía bien todos los días.
And the man who God intended to comfort,
y el hombre que el Todopoderoso planeaba consolar,
was begging for food.
Estaba mendigando comida.
And he had sores on his skin.
Y tenía hasta llaga en su piel. En su piel.
God rewards people.
El Todopoderoso recompensa a las personas.
Sometimes the rewards are in this life.
Las recompensas son en esta tierra.
Always in the world to
pero
come.
Pero siempre en el mundo venidero.
But sometimes,
pero a veces,
the rewards don't come in this life.
Las recompensas no vienen en este mundo.
The rewards
las
that God intends
que el Todopoderoso piensa darte.
There's too many examples to ignore that.
Hay muchos ejemplos para que ignoremos esto.
Chapter 19.
Vamos a mirar Lucas 19.
Luke 19. Verse 21.
Lucas 19, 12 y 13.
And he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said, occupy till I come. He's going somewhere else.
El hombre noble se va a otro país.
To receive a kingdom.
A recibir un reino.
He gives his 10 servants something.
Le da a cada uno de sus siervos algo.
And when he comes back.
Y cuando él regresa.
they have a reward.
Ellos tienen una recompensa.
Now, they were busy
ellos estaban ocupándose,
occupying, obeying with whatever he gave them.
Con lo que fuera que el hombre noble les había dado.
The first one had 10 pounds.
El primero tenía 10 libras, 10 minas.
And he said, Lord, I have 10
dijo,
more.
Aquí tengo 10 más, Señor.
Verse 17.
Verso 17.
Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. When the master comes back,
cuando regresa el maestro,
he's given a reward.
Él le da una recompensa a ese
he's going to have reward
va
over 10 cities.
Autoridad sobre 10 ciudades.
Now, this is a parable.
Esto es una parábola.
He was given 10 pieces of money.
Se le dio 10 piezas.
I don't know how much that money
no
was.
Sé cuánto valía eso.
But it would have to be an awful lot.
Parece que era mucho.
For each piece of money
cada pieza
to be the same as ruling over
es
one
igual
city.
Que reinar sobre una ciudad.
You were faithful over a little.
Fuiste fiel en lo pequeño,
and I will reward you with
te
a lot.
Daré mucho.
And one did nothing.
Y uno hizo nada.
And he called him wicked.
Y le llamó malvado.
And he said,
dijo,
your own words out of your mouth will judge
you. Tus propias palabras te juzgarán.
There are rewards.
Hay recompensas.
Sometimes here.
A veces en esta tierra.
Always there.
Siempre en el reino venidero.
And there are rewards for the righteous,
y también
obedient.
Hay para recompensas para los que obedecen.
And for those
y
who don't obey.
Para los que no obedecen hay castigos.
Paul in 1 Corinthians.
Pablo en Primera de Corintios.
Through another thought into this system of rewards.
Otro pensamiento acerca de este pensamiento de recompensas.
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Primera de Corintios 3.
Verse 9 through 15.
Verso 9 al 15.
1 Corinthians 3, 9 through 15. 1
Corintios 3, del 9 al 15.
For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Messiah Yeshua. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day, help me with my Hebrew, hayom.
Hayom.
Oh, translate into English, hayom. The day is what? Clay, the day is what day?
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, the judgment day, hayom.
El día de juicio.
Remember Yoma, tractate Yoma.
El...
Okay. For the day shall declare it. The judgment day will declare your work at building
tus obras en haber edificado
the temple of God.
El templo del Todopoderoso.
Because it shall first be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by fire. Paul here
Pablo aquí
tells us again there's a reward.
Nos dice otra vez que hay una recompensa.
It happens at the judgment.
Sucede en el día del juicio.
And he says, we're going to see what you did here on earth.
¿Qué hiciste aquí en esta tierra?
You're building a temple.
Estás edificando un templo.
You're building.
Estás edificando,
it says God's
dice
building.
Que el edificio del Todopoderoso.
And every man's work
y la obra de cada hombre
will be tried by fire.
Será probada
wait,
por fuego.
Wait. I'm not building a temple.
Pero yo no estoy edificando un templo, ¿no?
Well, you are.
Sí, lo estás haciendo.
If you either,
o,
well, I hope you're doing well.
Espero que lo estés haciendo bien.
And it's not stubble.
Y que no sea paja.
But everybody in this room is building
en este
his temple.
Está edificando
and
un templo.
Everyone will have it tried.
Y cada persona va a tener su trabajo probado por fuego.
And he says, the people who made it with stubble,
dice que los que lo hicieron con paja,
it will be burned.
Se quemará.
Verse 15,
verso 15,
he will have loss,
él perderá,
but he himself will
pero
be
él
saved.
Mismo será salvo.
So you mean, I can work for the kingdom
puedes trabajar para el reino
and do a lousy
y
job
hacer un trabajo malo
and still be saved.
Y todavía ser salvo?
Yes.
Sí.
But don't aim for that.
Pero no estés apuntando a esa meta.
My utmost for the highest.
Dice que le demos lo mejor al Altísimo.
But realize you
pero date
are building
cuenta que sí estás edificando.
And he will reward.
Y sí va a recompensar.
Now.
Ahora.
In the world to come.
En el reino venidero.
The good.
El bien.
And the bad.
Y el mal.
We've got that done.
Entendimos eso.
Let's talk about Passover.
Ahora vamos a hablar acerca de la Pascua.
And I'm really almost done.
Y en verdad casi he terminado.
Turn back to Matthew 25.
Vamos a mirar a Mateo capítulo 25.
He separates the sheep from the goats.
Él separa a las ovejas de los chivos.
And he says, I'm giving you a reward.
Y él dice, voy a darte una recompensa.
Now, all scripture is inspired by
Toda
God.
La escritura está inspirada por el Todopoderoso.
Sometimes I would like him to put in so much more and make some things so clear.
A veces yo desearía que hubiera mucho más aquí para entender algunas cosas que no entiendo.
But he didn't.
Pero no lo hizo.
I have to believe he knows what he's doing.
Tengo que creer que él sabe lo que está haciendo.
He puts in the things we need.
Y pone aquí en las escrituras lo que nos hace
There's
falta.
There's nothing in here that we need, that we don't need. Everything
no hay
we need
aquí
is here.
Que no necesitemos. Todo lo que está aquí lo necesitamos.
And it's in an order.
Y está en un orden.
That he ordained.
Que él ordenó.
Okay. So we're going to read
Vamos a leer
Matthew 25,
Mateo 25,
last two verses.
Los últimos dos versos.
45 and 46.
25, 46 y 47.
45, 46. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Okay, he just got through speaking
Acaba
about
de explicar
rewards, right?
Acerca de recompensas.
Very, very firm.
Muy firmemente.
It should wake us all
Debe
up.
Debe despertarnos a todos.
Next chapter, first
El
two
próximo
verses.
Capítulo. Los próximos dos versos.
26, 1 and 2.
26, 1 y 2.
And it came to pass when Yeshua had finished all these sayings. What sayings?
Cuando hubo acabado Yeshua todas Rewards. Estas palabras. ¿Qué palabras? Recompensas.
He says to his disciples.
Dijo a sus discípulos.
Know ye that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. He just got through talking
Acaba
about
de,
rewards.
De hablar acerca de recompensas.
Which at that time everybody
en ese
understood.
Momento, es en el punto en la historia todo el mundo entendía.
That you must believe
que teníamos
in
que creer en recompensas
to please God.
Para poder agradar al Padre.
And then he says,
y entonces
after he finished,
dice,
he said, Passover's in 2 days.
La Pascua está en dos días.
Why didn't it just start a new chapter and know why is it tied into the last
¿Por qué
part?
Une este capítulo al próximo, al anterior?
Unless this is a remnant, a hint.
Quizá esto es para como una pista.
That there's something special about
que hay algo
Passover
especial
and rewards.
Acerca de la Pascua y recompensas.
Turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
Vamos a mirar Hebreos capítulo 11.
Hebrews chapter 11, that's where we started.
Donde comenzamos.
The faith chapter.
El capítulo de la fe.
The definition
la
of faith.
La definición de la
the
fe.
The importance of faith.
La importancia de la fe.
Verse 6.
Hebreos 11, verso 6.
But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The examples we read,
los ejemplos que leemos,
some people call them the
a veces,
heroes of faith.
Las personas le mencionan como los héroes de la fe.
I guess by putting them here,
al ponerlos aquí parece que
they all believe that God
todos
exists,
creyeron que Dios existía,
and that God is a rewarder
el Todopoderoso era un recompensador
of them that diligently seek him.
De los que diligentemente les buscaban.
Or why put him in this chapter?
O por qué ponerlos en este capítulo.
I'm going to skip down to verse
Voy
28.
A ir al verso 28.
Through faith, he, Moses, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Through faith,
por la fe,
Moses kept Pesach.
Celebró la Pascua.
Through faith.
Por la fe.
Why?
¿Por qué?
To protect
Para
the firstborn
proteger a los primogénitos.
From the destroyer.
Que nada lo tocase, que no fueran destruidos.
Through faith.
Por la fe.
James chapter 2.
Vamos a mirar a Santiago capítulo 2.
James chapter 2. James has a lot to say about
Santiago
faith.
Tiene mucho que decir de la fe.
We're going to read a little bit of it.
Vamos a leer un poquito.
James chapter 2.
Santiago 2.
Verse 17 through 21.
Verso 17 al 21.
There's one phrase that he's going to repeat.
Hay una frase three que va a repetir tres veces en este pasaje.
James 2, 17
Santiago
through 21.
Santiago 2, del 17 al 21.
Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, you do well. The devils also believe, and they tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Wasn't that Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? And what's interesting, if we use
interesante
the
que
definition
si usamos
in Hebrews,
la definición que está en Hebreos acerca de la fe,
and put it in here,
y la ponemos aquí adentro,
oh, I have faith.
Oh, yo tengo fe.
I believe that God
yo
exists.
Yo creo que Dios existe.
The devils do as much.
Los demonios creen lo mismo.
Because faith is, you
porque
must believe he is, and he's a rewarder.
Y que es un recompensador.
Or the faith is dead.
O la fe está muerta.
Verse 26.
Verso 26.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. You must, if you say you believe something,
si tú
do
crees
it.
Que tú crees algo, si tú dices que crees algo, hazlo.
I shared with my children the
compartí
other day
con mis niños el otro día
about faith
acerca de la fe
and about real faith.
Y acerca de la fe verdadera.
Speed limit on I-10.
Si nos dice que la velocidad en la carretera es
70.
70.
I know that.
Yo sé eso.
We all know. We see the
todos
sign.
Sabemos eso, lo vemos en el letrero.
Do you know the policeman will give you a ticket?
Tú sabes que la policía te dará una multa.
If you're going over that?
Si estás yendo sobre esa velocidad.
Yeah, I know that.
Sí, yo sé eso.
But if I don't believe it,
si no creo
in my heart,
eso en mi corazón,
that the policemen are a rewarder of those who obey and disobey.
Y los que desobedecen.
Oh, I know it.
Ah, yo sí sé eso.
Do you really know it? Do you really believe it?
¿En verdad lo crees?
If you do, you will
si
obey.
Si lo crees, vas a obedecerlo.
You must obey.
Tienes que obedecerlo.
Who? Turn back to Hebrews.
Vamos a tornar otra vez a Hebreos.
Hebrews 11.
Hebreos 11.
It's 11:28.
Hebreos 11:28.
Through faith he kept Pesach. And the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Who was saved that day?
¿Quién fue salvo aquí en este verso?
All the firstborn in our houses, right?
Todos los primogénitos en nuestras casas, ¿no?
Did anybody have any newborns?
¿Alguien tenía niñitos recién nacidos?
Probably.
Me imagino
probably.
Que sí.
Did anybody have any
¿alguien tenía
people
hijos
who were handicapped?
Que estaban paralizados.
Deaf and dumb.
O mudos o sordos.
How about some people who were even older than me?
Personas mayores que yo.
And forgot a lot.
Y se le olvidaban muchas cosas.
And they didn't understand.
Y no entendían.
You have to stay
que
in this house tonight.
Dentro de esta casa esta noche.
Isaac.
Isaac.
Abuelo.
Mi papá, nuestro abuelito, Orlando Peña.
Your grandfather, the last few years.
Sus últimos años.
He had strokes.
Él había tenido ataques.
He didn't understand lots of things.
Y él no entendía muchas cosas.
You.
Tú.
And
Joseph
are keeping the Passover.
Están guardando la Pascua. Vamos a pretender que estamos en ese
3,000 years ago.
Hace 3,000 años.
You're in Egypt.
Están en Egipto.
And he really
y él,
doesn't understand
en verdad,
what's going
no entiende
on.
Lo que está pasando.
And he tries
y
to leave
trata
the house.
De salir de la casa.
What are you going to do?
¿Qué van a hacer ustedes dos si eso pasaría?
You're not going to let him out.
No vamos a dejar que salga.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because you
porque
don't want him to die.
Tú no quieres que él se muera.
Verse 7.
Verso 7.
Now these are all people
todos
who had faith,
que
who believe God is,
que creyeron que
and
Dios
God is a rewarder.
Y que él es galardonador.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. You know, it talks a lot about Noah.
Habla mucho acerca de Noé.
Can you imagine 100 years building an ark?
100 años edificando un arca?
Nowhere near water?
Ningún lugar cerca del agua?
He was moved with fear.
Dice que él fue movido por temor.
God spoke to him.
Dios habló con él.
How about his wife?
¿Qué tal su esposa?
How about his three sons?
¿Qué tal sus tres hijos?
How about his three daughter-in-law?
¿Qué tal sus tres nueras?
Maybe they believed.
Quizá creían,
but there's no way
no
they could believe as much as Noah.
Ellos pudieran creer igual que
God
Noé,
spoke to him.
Noé habló con, el Todopoderoso habló con Noé.
It makes it sound like he was spoke to once or twice.
Hace sonar como que se le habló
and that gave him strength for the next 100 years to build an ark.
Eso le dio la fuerza para los próximos 100 años edificar esa arca.
What faith?
¿Qué clase de fe?
But who was saved?
¿Pero quién fue salvo por esa
all
fe?
Of them.
Todos ellos.
Men.
Hombres,
husbands,
esposos,
fathers.
Padres.
When your faith
cuando tu fe
brings you to the point
te traiga al punto
where you will give everything to God,
donde tú le des todo al Todopoderoso,
You can save your house.
Puedes decir por tu casa.
First Corinthians 11.
You can save for your house.
You can save all your house.
Puedes salvar a toda tu casa cuando tu fe llega a ese punto.
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Primera de Corintios, capítulo 11.
Moses.
Moisés.
Every father.
Cada padre.
In Egypt.
En Egipto.
Every father saved his children.
Cada padre salvó a sus hijos.
Because of their faith.
Por su fe.
And they said, "You're not going outside."
Y dijeron, "No vas a salir."
The babies have no faith.
Los bebitos no tienen fe.
How about the people who have learning disabilities?
¿Qué tal las personas que tienen problemas que no pueden entender?
The faith of the father.
La fe de los padres salvó a
If he acted on it.
Si él actuaba en esa fe.
What would have happened if Moses just said,
si Moisés,
"Oh yeah, I believe
dicho,
you."
Sí, yo te creo.
And he didn't put blood
no
on the door.
En la
you know what James says? Can that
Santiago,
faith save?
¿Puede esa fe salvar?
It says the Almighty went over every door looking for blood.
Por cada puerta buscando la sangre.
Oh, but I believe.
Ah, pero yo creo. Yo creo.
He is a rewarder
Él
of them that diligently seek him.
Uno que recompensa a los que diligentemente le buscan.
Sefer HaChagim, the book of
Vamos
the festivals,
este
1 Corinthians.
Yo le llamo el libro de las fiestas, Primera de Corintios.
The book is talking about all the feasts of God.
Acerca de todas las fiestas del Todopoderoso.
If you, the more you know about
Mientras
the feasts, you read this
fiestas,
and say, oh, look at this, look at this.
Este libro vas a entender lo que
1 Corinthians 11,
Primera de Corintios 11,
23 to 32.
Al
For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you. That the Lord Yeshua, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, which he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft time as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. I'm stopping there, verse 26.
Voy a parar en el verso 26.
You know who told Paul
¿Tú sabes
this?
Quién le dijo a Pablo esto?
Wait, Paul, you weren't
Pablo,
there
tú no estabas ahí
at that last Passover.
En esa última cena.
He said, I never said I was.
Yo no dije que estaba ahí.
He said, Yeshua
dijo,
told
Yeshua
me,
me dijo esto.
This is what was said.
Esto fue lo que se me dijo.
How can you quote?
¿Cómo tú puedes decir
Because Yeshua
esto?
Told me
Porque
what
Yeshua
he said.
Me dijo esto.
He said, do this at
Haz
the last
esto,
Passover. Do this in memory of me.
Esto en memoria de mí.
And you, you show the Lord's death
Demuestras
until he comes.
La muerte del Mesías hasta que él regrese. Regrese.
But just as with Moses,
Pero de igual manera que con Moisés,
3,500 years ago,
3,500 años atrás,
God is rewarded.
El Todopoderoso recompensa.
And he rewards our obedience.
Y él recompensa nuestra
and
obediencia
our
y nuestra desobediencia.
Paul adds the same
Pablo
thing.
Pablo agrega este pensamiento aquí también.
Verse 27.
Verso 27.
Through 32.
Al 32.
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink the cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. It says, do this in memory
Dice,
of me.
Haz esto en memoria de mí.
But there is a reward.
Pero hay una recompensa.
And how you keep
en cómo
Passover.
Tú guardas la Pascua.
It says, do it
Hazlo
worthily.
Dignamente.
Know that you are doing this because God died for you.
Haz esto porque sabes que Dios murió por ti.
He said, many are
Muchos
sick
están enfermos
and are sleeping
y están muertos. Yeah.
Because they don't believe God's
porque no
a rewarder.
Creen que el Padre es un recompensador.
He is.
Pero lo es.
Especially at Passover.
Especialmente en la Pascua.
So much so that he
Tanto
saved
así que
us
nos
all
salvó
in
a
Egypt
todos en Egipto.
Because he rewards.
Porque él recompensa.
And he says the same things
y dice
now.
Lo mismo ahora.
Who wants to be weak?
¿Quién quiere estar débil?
Who wants to be sick?
¿Quién quiere estar enfermo?
Who wants to die?
¿Quién quiere morir?
Just pretend you don't know.
Pretende que no conoces que él va a recompensar como tú guardas la Pascua. Pretende eso.
But just like he said earlier.
Pero igualmente que nos dijo anterior.
Paul adds.
Pablo agrega.
He's judging you.
Él está juzgándote.
Because he doesn't want
porque él
you to be condemned
que estés
with
condenado
the world.
Con el mundo.
He wants you.
Él quiere
with him.
Con él que estés con él.
John 13. We're going to close in this.
Vamos a cerrar en Juan capítulo 13.
John 13.
Juan 13.
There are a lot of scholars who debate.
Hay muchos estudiosos que debaten.
What is going on in John
13
through 17.
13 al 17.
And a large number of them
un gran número de ellos
say that this
dicen
is
que esto es
the last Passover.
La última cena.
And a lot of them say it can't be.
Y la cena pascual y otros dicen, no, no puede ser.
One of the biggest objections
uno de las objeciones mayores
is that John doesn't
es que
mention
Juan
all these things we did in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
No menciona todas estas cosas que hicimos en Mateo, Marco, Lucas y Juan. O Mateo, Marco y Lucas.
He's not writing like
no
they
did. No está escribiendo como ellos escribieron.
When does John write
pero
like Matthew,
¿cuándo es que
Mark,
Juan escribe como Mateo, Marcos y Lucas?
They're very concrete.
Son ellos son muy concretos al escribir.
John is very
y
spiritual.
Y Juan suena más espiritual.
But there are so many things in
pero
this passage.
Hay tantas cosas en este pasaje
that are similar to
que
what happened
similares a lo que sucedió
at the last Passover.
En la última cena.
They dip the food.
Mojan su comida.
He tells Peter.
También le dice a
you're
Pedro,
going to betray me before the rooster crows.
Antes que el gallo cante.
He
también dice
they all ask who betrayed me.
Cuando todos preguntan quién te va a negar.
And as soon as it ends,
cuando esto va a terminar, cuando la cena termina.
Chapter 18 verse 1 says.
18 verso 1 dice.
They went to the garden and he's arrested.
Que fueron al jardín y lo agarran prisionero.
I don't care what the objections are.
No me importa lo que sean las objeciones.
You read what's happening. When else could it be?
Lo que está pasando y te preguntas y cuándo más pudiera ser si no es en la última Pascua.
With that in mind.
Con eso en mente.
And remember, we're talking
y acuérdate
about
que
the
estamos
Passover.
Hablando acerca de la Pascua.
Having faith,
teniendo fe,
believing
creyendo
that God
que
will reward
él va a recompensarte.
We're going to read
vamos a leer
verses 4 through 17.
Del 4 al 17.
John 13,
Juan 13 del
verses
4
through 17.
Al 17.
He rises from supper, laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Yeshua answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Yeshua said unto him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Yeshua saith unto him, He that is washed needs not save to wash his feet, but he is clean every whit. And you are all clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye not what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Master is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than him that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Remember I mentioned
acuérdate que mencioné
Noah
a Noé
and his family.
Y su familia.
I'm going to put them to side.
Voy a ponerlos a un lado,
but it still applies.
Todavía aplica.
The firstborn that were saved
el primogénito
in our home.
Que fue salvo en nuestros hogares.
Probably
posiblemente,
babies.
Quizás era un bebé.
Probably some people
algunos
deaf and dumb.
Quizá no oían,
probably
o
some
hablaban,
people elderly.
O algunos ancianos.
Probably some people who could speak and were healthy.
Quizá algunos que podían hablar y saludables,
but had weak faith.
Pero tenían fe frágil.
But because the father said,
los padres dijeron,
you will do this.
Vas a hacer esto.
They were saved.
Fueron salvos.
Because of one man's faith.
Por la fe de un hombre.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Pero yo no sé lo que estoy haciendo.
You will follow me.
Sígueme.
They followed Moses and they
siguieron
were
saved a Moisés y fueron salvos por la fe.
Because Moses believed God
Porque
rewards.
Moisés creyó que el Todopoderoso iba a recompensar.
Master.
Maestro.
When did we ever see you?
¿Cuándo te vimos?
Hungry or thirsty?
Con hambre o con sed.
You did it.
Lo hiciste.
And I'm rewarding you.
Sí, lo hiciste. Y te estoy dando la recompensa aunque tú no sabías lo que estabas haciendo.
It's Passover.
Aquí estamos en la Pascua ahora.
He washes several of them.
Lava los pies de varios de sus discípulos.
And then he came to Simon Peter.
Viene a Pedro.
He's already washed some people's feet.
Ya le ha lavado los pies a algunos discípulos.
Peter said,
Pedro dice,
what are you doing?
¿Qué tú estás haciendo?
He said, Peter, you don't know.
Pedro, tú no entiendes.
But you'll know later.
Pero vas a saber después.
Do you think the other disciples knew what he was doing?
Que los otros discípulos sabían lo que él estaba haciendo?
No.
No.
But just like Moses said, this is what we will do this Passover. Yeshua said, I will wash your feet.
Voy a lavarte los pies.
Simon said, okay, we'll wash every part.
Okay, lávame todo.
Peter, you don't need that.
Pedro, no necesitas
he still didn't know.
Él no entendía.
He's doing something at Passover that he doesn't understand.
Él no entiende.
And when he finishes washing their feet,
termina lavándole los pies a los discípulos,
it says, verse 12, after he had washed their feet,
después que les hubo lavado los pies,
and he sat down again,
y se sentó,
he said, do you know what I've done
dice,
to you?
¿Sabes lo que os he hecho?
No.
No.
But you were supposed to do it anyway.
Pero tienes que hacerlo de todos modos.
God will reward
El Todopoderoso
you.
Va a recompensar.
We have two very big examples at
ejemplos
Passover.
Grandes en la
God
Pascua.
Will reward
El Todopoderoso
you
da la
for doing at Passover
por hacer en la Pascua,
even if you don't understand
o hacer la Pascua, aunque no entiendas.
If you say,
si tú dices,
why are we washing feet?
¿Por qué estamos lavando los pies uno de los otros?
Moses, why are
Moisés,
we doing this?
¿Por qué estamos poniendo esta sangre?
Because God said
Porque el Padre dijo.
So. I don't know.
Ah, yo no sé acerca de esto.
But God does.
Pero el Padre sí
and
sabe.
God will reward
y el Todopoderoso va a darte la recompensa.
Yeshua made his disciples
hizo que sus discípulos
keep Passover the way he
la
wanted.
De la manera que él quería que lo hicieran.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because he knows what's right and wrong.
Porque él sabe lo que está bien y mal.
And he says, you don't
y él
know.
Dijo, ustedes no saben.
But I want you to keep
pero
doing
quieren
this.
Que lo, quiero que lo sigan haciendo.
You will do this as the example I've given
como
you.
El ejemplo que yo les he dado,
the servant's not greater than the Lord.
El siervo no es mayor que el maestro.
And I did it, and you
y
will
yo
do
lo hice,
it.
Y tú lo harás.
I still don't understand.
Pero no entiendo.
Well, then do it for obedience.
Pero entonces hazlo por obediencia.
Because I will reward
Porque
those
yo daré recompensa
who visited the sick.
A los que visitaron los enfermos,
who visited me when I was
a los
sick.
Que me visitaron a mí cuando yo estaba
when,
enfermo.
When did I
Pero
do
maestro,
that?
¿Cuándo?
You don't have to understand
no tienes que entender
everything
todo
to obey.
Para obedecer.
And at Passover
y en la Pascua específicamente,
I will bless you with obedience.
Te bendeciré por tu obediencia.
I will bless you with life.
Te bendeciré con vida.
And you will set an example
y
for your household.
Darás un ejemplo para tu casa.
God's a rewarder.
El Todopoderoso da recompensas.
God rewards us in this life.
Da recompensas en este mundo.
Sometimes.
A veces.
Always in the world
Pero
to come.
Siempre en el mundo venidero.
God rewards obedience
Él
and disobedience.
Recompensa la obediencia y la desobediencia.
God rewards
Él
us
nos recompensa
sometimes
a veces
unrelated
con algo
to
que
our
no
salvation.
Está relacionado con nuestra salvación.
Meaning,
queriendo decir,
a person can be saved
una persona puede ser salva
and be punished a lot
y esté castigado
in the
mucho
world to come
en el mundo venidero.
And lose things.
Y perder cosas.
Their hay and stubble.
Su paja y su hoja rasca.
And God says, at Passover,
y el Todopoderoso dice, en la Pascua,
Peter,
Pedro,
even if you don't understand,
aunque tú no entiendas,
let's do this.
Vamos a hacer esto.
This Passover.
Esta Pascua.
Hopefully,
esperamos,
we don't have to look at those words
no
in 1 Corinthians
tengamos que mirar esas palabras en 1 Corintios
11,
11
that talk about taking the cup unworthily.
Dice, de personas que tomaron la copa indignamente.
We'll look at that in a few weeks.
Miraremos eso en algunas semanas por venir.
But let's do
Pero
what God
hagamos
wants.
Lo que el Padre quiere que hagamos.
Even if we don't understand
Aunque
fully.
No entendamos completamente.
Let's trust God.
Vamos a confiar en el Todopoderoso.
Let's believe that he
Vamos
is.
A creer que Él es
And he's a rewarder
y que Él es galardonador
of those who diligently
de los que diligentemente
seek him,
le buscan.
Especially at
especialmente
Pesach.
En este tiempo de la Pascua.
Avinu Malkeinu,
nuestro Padre,
our Father, our King,
nuestro Rey,
Father, bless
Padre,
us, Father.
Bendícenos.
Bless us with your Spirit.
Bendícenos con tu Espíritu.
Give us strength
Danos
to believe.
Fuerza para creer.
To believe that you exist.
Que tú existes.
In every darkness that comes upon us, Father.
En cada oscuridad que nos
in
llega.
In every moment when you
y en
seem
cada
far
momento,
from us.
Cuando tú pareces
let
lejos
us never
de nosotros, que nunca
stop holding on
dejemos
to the skirt
de agarrarnos
of Yeshua's garment.
De los mantos de Yeshua.
Let us never
que nunca
lose hope.
Perdamos esperanza.
Let us never lose
que nunca
faith
perdamos la fe.
That you will reward
que tú
your children
sí vas a recompensar a tus hijos
in this world,
en este mundo,
in the world to come.
En el mundo venidero.
Father, let this
Padre,
Passover
permite que esta Pascua
for all of us
para todos nosotros
be a celebration,
sea una celebración
of faith,
de fe.
That you,
que tú,
who spared all the
que libraste a todos los primogénitos,
will bring salvation to all
traerás
our homes.
Salvación a todos nuestros hogares.
That you,
que tú,
will clean us,
limpiarás,
and make us whole.
Y nos harás nuevos,
when
y enteros,
we follow the example
cuando
of your
seguimos
son.
Los ejemplos de tu hijo.
Thank you, Father,
gracias,
for your word,
Padre, por tu palabra,
which is always true.
Que siempre es veraz.
B'Shem Yeshua.
En el nombre de Yeshua. Amén. Amén.